What's up, it's Coolie China.
How many more licks will it take till I get to this Senegada? Cause I've been at it since the quarter past 18.
Yo, this is your boy Ricky Rich. Oh, I love a Zulu girl. Oh, I say, oh, 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 I love a Zulu girl.
This is Quest of the Car. All the stars. All the hits. This is Majima's Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hi, boss.
Hi, boss. Welcome to yet another episode of the Diva Drive podcast here at Madiba's Radio Podcast, where we connect, inform, and engage.
Yeah.
And yes, on a Diva Drive, it always serves conversations, great vibes every time.
Mm-hmm.
I am Onge Joy, the joy, the lady of talk. Begeli bege, every episode, I'm with ever so gorgeous ladies.
Hi, boss.
Ladies, in Clementura.
Thank you. I'm good, my babe. How are you? You are speaking to Ume Vuyongwenkwe, but you guys call me Mivs. Mm-hmm. Back with another episode of the Diva Drive.
It's been a minute.
It's been a hot minute. Shanga, I've been okay. Listen, for personal reasons, I could not be in GQ anymore.
Yeah,
there was an issue at Rez, and then, it was a lot, and it jeopardized my safety. So,
oh man, talking also about that, there's this incident that happened.
Yes, unfortunately.
Monday night, around 11, so at the Admiralty.
I only heard about it today, this morning.
You know, Admiralty is busy, straight behind where I stay. So we figured Lula fast in there. Okay. So there was a man who came, who forced entry into a residence, female residence, and then in that thing, besides altercations and Zagayo, he stabbed two female students.
Shucks.
One passed away at that moment, and one is fighting for your life in the hospital right now.
I can't imagine how unsafe all of you guys feel right
now. Yes, but is everything really locked?
Because
it means a sicko safe. If someone could just get in and take someone's people's lives, just like that. And again, Gogu and last Tetanyani, we don't have securities in where we stay.
No, Mdasekai. That's an issue.
There's only umams or who cleans and workers who come in now and then. We come to fix the lawn door, but we don't have a security stand-in security. It's always at the gate or checking anything.
Yeah,
but and as it's something that silogo say vuyele ukuthi has na security team come and go as
we get you.
Ungena nabantu, you can come in with your whoever.
Now it's an issue.
It's an issue, and your whoever that you come in with could be a threat to the other people that you stay in with. Because you could just come in as your person.
Same issue at res. We have we live in an all-female res, and I think this year they implemented the rule, yokba, you can't even come with your partner up at res. No males, absolutely no males, because asizazi intentions. There was one time a girl came with her boyfriend, and then chiki the boyfriend leaves the room. And he's scoping for girls in the hallway.
Kabanga.
And he actually sexually assaulted one of the girls.
When he has pume lagi shower, relax because it's only girls and we've joined into a passage.
All right.
18 when alone. So it's just that, and we're having a match today. Go to Siyaqala Match from Sport here, South Campus at main building. So all black, so it's Nqamile, Ilondo, just fighting and saying no, our safety matches. Because there was also a thing that was said, so a status from someone saying that the university is able to now build new buildings.
Wow.
But then they are not prioritizing the safety of
the
students. They're not putting in much work into making sure that there's safety off campus and on campus. Because even on campus is not safe.
Mm-hmm. I have a lot to say about my race, but Zawthula, it's not
even
safe.
On campus. It's not even safe. Saying Kubani off on campus is the most unsafe even.
Yeah.
On campus and even campus in because there's so many entrances as near the way. You just get in your motor or walk in. So it's tricky, man. It's
very
tricky. But may the soul, precious soul of the lady that we lost.
May she rest in peace. Definitely. And we pray for those that are traumatized physically, mentally, emotionally.
And deepest condolences to their family and friends.
Definitely.
I have a few friends, close friends, mutual friends that have been posting the lady. And I'm like, oh, wow, this is bad. You can see, feel the hurt, the pain.
Definitely.
And talking about pain, I'm thinking about the family, the state they're probably in.
Chomi.
And there's someone out there who decides to do a video and post it. There's a video circulating now of the lady, her body slipping.
No.
There's blood everywhere. It's traumatizing.
But why would anyone make content out of that?
Yonke into content. Yonke into content and it's bad. Siphila kwinsuku zokugqibela for reals. That's what I can say. Siphila kwinsuku zokugqibela. I think we're just messed up. We're a generation that is really messed up. You decide to take a video. Igazi, we won umuntu elele. The first thing you took a video. That girl, akasweleki. I don't know if it's the one that went to the hospital or it's the one that actually passed away. But uyancwina.
Chomi, the family doesn't know.
The family doesn't know as yet.
Where now you are posting, Joe? Where the content?
Okay, fine. So I post a video, I post and it's circulating. Someone takes it, I post it, we group chat.
Hi, bo.
When I tell from the group chat, if I was status, your WhatsApp status, you even more messed up. Like, and understand about but it's just where we are saddened as the university at large.
Definitely.
As the students, we are sad, we are hurt, and you don't really need to know the person personnel to feel the pain.
Exactly.
Because now you're a student and you're here to get your degree and go to Zuhamba or go in a coffin.
Yeah.
It's bad. And Lord says bedlele, we just pray and we pray with her and hope that she heals and I'll be right.
Definitely. We are backing her up in prayer because there's no other way.
This is like the second death we are having this year. Because the we also had the first thing at the freshers. But yes.
Heavy stuff.
It's like the mood of the week.
Oh my
goodness.
We're
just sad. And but ke ndimnandi ukuthi siyaphela unyaka.
Hey. And we are
about to go home.
True, definitely.
Spell exams. So better on moya.
Makubale ko anje guys.
Uhanji. I miss home.
Same.
I am so homesick.
Oh my goodness.
I just
want
to go home. And the fact that this is my final.
Ugh, girl, don't remind me.
We are going. My mom was actually telling me today, she posted me saying on some kombu, no, relax, babe.
Exactly. We love to see it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But also, wisdom doesn't need to which is in there.
Yeah.
I'm just happy for this one particular person on the scoop of the day.
Okay.
Since 2019, she has been fighting this battle.
Lengthy.
And Mbali is officially divorced.
Hi, bo.
She is officially Miss Mhlotshwa again.
Oh, my goodness. Finally.
Finally.
Let go of a black coffee, Susan Kamalake Manj. I am so happy.
Well, the South African actress and fashion entrepreneur Entle Mbali Mhlotshwa has officially confirmed that her divorce from internationally acclaimed DJ Coffee has been finalized.
It's final.
It has been a long and emotional journey for her.
Listen.
It has been a lot. Like, and the social media was dragging her.
Definitely.
Like, but I don't understand what the indabas pumeng about black coffee. Well, they had two kids
from two different mothers outside the marriage. And people are dragging Entle Mbali. Why?
I understand. And black coffee, fanele ukhuphe izimali.
Okay, ntasekhaya.
Kumele azikhuphe lezi mali.
Makafumane half of everything.
Everything
please,
she deserves.
Madali.
Because I don't want to lie, the separation has been really
It's painful.
Messy for entle. And this also attracted public attention.
Yeah.
Because umhlotsha uchilo ba abantu nabay two bandinike
i-stress.
And it shows a profound betrayal of trust.
Yo,
I don't trust, and getting a good in a trauma. So, it's
a man. My guys, because it's been a lengthy divorce, and good time I got a divorce fees as well.
Hey, look.
Oh, that's great. Hey, look. Listen.
And I was also telling my friend the other day that Umtu could put you, maybe I'll tell you something about you, maybe on social media. Umsekot, pile my pepin, Uti, even.
Fees.
The attorney. Court.
Thank
and
you.
And the court fees, you all get the distress.
And those are better. Oh, yes.
Well, 10 October 2025, Entla took to Instagram sharing a heartfelt message. City, today, with great emotion, I write this. I'm officially Miss Umhlotsha.
Halala.
She described the process as an ugly journey that but once led her to have immense personal growth and self-discovery.
Mm.
She showed love and appreciation and gratitude to her legal team, especially her attorney, Jerry Kelly, whom she called a father figure.
Yep.
She thanked her mother, his sister and other close friends for their unwavering support during the ordeal. It has been a lot.
This,
and they were there for her. I'm glad she had people next to her who
definitely
supported her throughout. Because such things need you to have people that are strong.
Oh, definitely. Mtasekaya. Omnya Umtu would have just given up because of how long it took.
And Gabu Black Coffee at Jola.
Okay.
Oh, Jola. He's floating on the socials.
I mean,
posting,
he was doing it even in the marriage.
Yeah, but also,
two kids outside wedlock.
So I don't do it, man.
I don't do it.
But then we also divorce.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine, man. I made a mistake.
No, but I'm happy that it's finally final because she had been doing a lot of rants on social media explaining what she has to show to the court. There was a video where she was like, I have to prove that CSR Charter, you know, outside of a white wedding, which is traditionally. She had to show pictures of a traditional ceremony and stuff like that to prove that they were married.
And also the thing is, she had to go to many interviews, and every time she's in a public space, she's all a public platform, she's asked about the same thing.
Oh, shucks.
Always the same thing. Oh,
black coffee.
Oh. But I'm glad that now she also mentioned that moving forward as Miss Umhlotsha, she's focusing on herself, she's focusing on healing, she's focusing on empowerment,
definitely,
and also her creative ventures. As kumbuza ba yena, as kumbuza futhi ukuthi why she remains one of South Africa's most resilient and
Definitely.
Women in the entertainment industry.
Yes.
This is really beautiful to see,
definitely,
to watch as well as a woman, if we le. Get up.
Pagama sisi. Womandla.
Womandla
forever. Oh my goodness. I hope her businesses take off.
Yeah.
You know, I see that she's into fashion.
Yeah.
We just wish her well.
Yeah, man. But I'll be right, man. She's beautiful.
Lalela on.
She is talented.
In a FOMO.
Gorgeous. So she must just hit the streets and do what she does best.
Definitely.
And as beautiful as she is, there's so many men out there would love to be with her.
Exactly.
And appreciate her. And you know, show love.
Mm.
And I see why it didn't work with a Black Coffee now. Nah.
Yeah. He's not the greatest of people. Definitely not the greatest of people.
Yeah, and he's not into, he's not into us, like, again. Yeah.
Tina.
You see his type.
Yo.
You see his type.
Shucks.
Yeah.
Palm colored.
It's okay to have preferences.
It's okay to have a preference, but like, why even go for us in the first place?
Maybe he was trying to find his feet. And you sure? Maybe it was even before he got to be international.
Find his feet. Kumtanabantu.
Maybe he didn't know. No, maybe he was like social. No, I don't think there is anyone who would get into it. Something deep and umchato, or even again, maybe a relationship begin to that.
Yeah.
But umchato, in the next 5 years, when does I'm divorce?
Chomi, with the way things have been going recently, I think not.
I think people live in the moment and then get all excited in the moment, ne? And feel better. Diyamthanda lo mntu, this honeymoon phase, this feel.
Yeah.
And then xa sihlala soyithu unibona uba hayi sana ndingonyama. And then you start seeing things in me that you find ick in. That you're like, no.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't want that. And then you realize maybe but no, this is not what I wanted. And it's okay.
I get you.
But like, you know, there's pieces, there's broken pieces now. Like, oh, look, bukela ngoku.
Do I really, like, I don't think you can convince me that he was genuinely attracted to her. If he was able to have this messy of a divorce.
Yeah.
And
I,
then
the
preference, yeah, completely switches after that. No.
And about change and every time. It's not even like, by lam to one. From then, it said it's been one type throughout.
Exactly.
And also, I'm thinking also the fact that two kids.
Yeah.
You made umntana oqala.
No, it's being a different mother.
Pina food. All so right. You're not regretting anything.
Exactly.
Which actually shows Nakul and disappointed in which way, but he was not so genuine because ungayenze uqala, always been a food. And then after putting her through so much, you still let her get dragged. Utsala and a divorce because I don't think black coffee be short and get married to give uho and 50%.
No, I think I short him doesn't.
But we're gonna touch on a lot.
Exactly.
And if one I would have made process it's
yes.
very quickly. Apume kuye.
I'm nigga 100k ifuna yes spousal support every month.
Apume. Yeah, bo.
Go kuchonga 50%.
And this thing it means relevant.
Yes. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Because we love kulunywa ngaye.
Exactly.
Yabona and yo, this is messy. This is a lot.
Lalina bendine form okay.
What happened?
Travis Scott, your performer in the country, and I'm not there. Guys. Jonga, it took me back to Chris Brown.
Yeah.
He was performing in the country, same stadium, FNB.
Yeah.
And I'm not there.
I missed out.
How am I not there?
Guys,
Diakala
ifomo. Like, yo, that was beautiful. It was packed.
Definitely.
Energy.
Listen.
Yeah.
Changa, Abantu were immersed in his music. Utwa, he performed Fiend 5 to 6 times. Fiend. I'm telling you.
I love the song.
5 to 6 times. I probably would have had a great time as well.
Yeah. And kind of because Gigaba, yes, actually.
Exactly.
Gigaba. Beside the Google, Connie Heavy Rain.
I genuinely thought he wasn't going to come.
Yeah?
Definitely. Because Ukale late.
But he was already in the country. So
yeah.
There was no way he was not going to pull through and he's already here.
Hey!
Braso Zile.
Rain or sunshine. Get a jive. Exactly.
Hey,
guys.
Asunandaba. But FNP Stadium has also got a recognition, actually.
Definitely.
As just one of the biggest stations.
Listen.
Or stadiums.
I think it's putting us on the map, definitely.
On the map. As a premier live music venue.
Yep.
It has been filled so many times.
Oh, definitely.
Casper, they did their own thing.
When I Casper,
Chris Brown. Chris Brown, 2 nights.
Jonga.
Sold out in 2024.
Wow.
2 nights sold out. Chris Brown.
And now Travis. We need more artists performing there. Definitely.
Yeah, especially international.
Mm.
They should come here now.
Exactly.
Because this is where all the fun is.
Definitely. So, I just forget on the map.
I think after Chris Breezy, every international global artist has been wanting to come. So
definitely. I mean, for Hey Neighbor, we were going to get Doja.
Yeah, but...
As well as Leon Thomas.
And we don't see South Africa.
Jonga.
We
all
right. We don't see South Africa on her top list. And people have been concerned. Good, did she remove South Africa? Because
Hey Neighbor, look,
she's already
cancel
booked for 2026. She has a full booking for 2026, Doja Cat.
Shucks.
Oh, my God. That life.
Listen.
That life
only
lives. I want to live that life. Like, she already has a booking.
Like, so we're fully booked yena for 2026.
Like, May, June.
Shucks.
She has bookings. So come book her to for 2026. So we are faka in, yeah, fuck one. It's like, oh my God.
Shucks.
But we don't see South Africa there, so it has been a concern. But it's nice. Well, Summer Walker was also here.
Oh, definitely. Listen.
Summer Walker was also here. So it's very nice.
Listen, the mosh pits go Trevor Scott. The guys were fully immersed. The only reason why I wouldn't attend that concert is because the guys just looked aggressive. I'm sorry. Shirts off. Mosh pit. Gwenzi was sick. They're clashing into each other. It's a mess, but it's a beautiful mess.
You wouldn't like feel it. It wasn't even in that moment.
Chami, I wouldn't feel safe being in there.
Okay.
I mean, I could smell it through the screen. I hope I'm not vasile. But like, yeah. Video-wise, content-wise, the mosh pit looked great. Mm-hmm. The flashlights and all. The concert was amazing. Yeah. But maybe I wouldn't enjoy it because, you know, I would feel claustrophobic.
Yeah, I get you.
Definitely.
And the one thing, the bathrooms are far.
Chomi.
For Uber, as a reliever, you need to like, yo.
Chomi, I saw a TikTok video.
And yo.
There's this lady, Ume Efranti, she's having a great time. Chiki. There's this guy. I think it's two guys or one, but there's one specific guy that keeps, you know, touching on her inappropriately. Sure, Sisi. Twice intoxicated, fine. She leaves it. Next thing she knows, she's feeling like umanzi on her leg.
Hey, bo.
And she's like, I know this guy's not peeing on me. She checks back. The guy is releasing himself on her.
Uza wakupa so.
Mdasekaya.
Ew.
Literally there.
Ew.
And she's like,
so disgusting.
She's calling security. She's like, this guy is doing all of this stuff on me. Oh, what am I supposed to do? Security does nothing. They have a meeting and then they disperse.
Hi, Mo.
I kid you not. That's the reason why I wouldn't go there.
Same.
That's disgusting.
And since he's intoxicated, just imagine the smell.
Anga pants and does a kaya ngoku.
And a little bit, but close, urine yako. So young,
and she has to stay with that the rest of the night.
My night is ruined.
Exactly.
Ruined. Totally.
Tinga mbeta ngoku kanti zakaya.
Yo.
No. When I was watching the video, because I'm like, girl, you should have smacked him once.
Jane.
And then after that, he went back to the inappropriate touching.
All right.
Okay, yes, this man. Concert etiquette by Kwazi.
Like, I don't understand. That's why I need to. I think we are just the messed up generation.
Definitely, Mdasekai.
There's just something wrong.
There's an issue.
You would be so pissed.
Same.
So pissed.
Yo. Again, we get a love it. And I'm like, girl, gomte. Mka. Gomvawemba.
Kwa lendu bakuzo tuwa miyege. Eh, bamba, inappropriately. Kuba, he's intoxicated. What the heck?
Security answer. Nix. Kalo bebe no mkupa in the venue.
Yeah,
exactly.
Bam coop. Oh my God, bam failure.
Ah, definitely. You, dingam kwa for low failure. I saw some just like dingam kwa ba you. So say, I stand. Toka Trevor Scott, but he be nandish. Definitely. Changa, taka ma ni nike o kapeka we. Baza nini kwa kwa? Yo.
Itty. Lift lights.
Yo.
I saw a friend of mine posting an IBC.
Wow.
And kona, then kona omnye is sister yakhe was in Hlala Phesheya, so she flew from there. Was
wow. And
then she has been posting, oh my God, she's so gorgeous.
Hey, guys. Exactly.
And to even think when I'm in Zubana, we get so excited over our artists. Like last week I was at Jinchela, right? I was at Jinchela, there was Babalwa.
Oh, listen. Guys. Babalwa,
Just walks into Tukutela live.
Live.
It was K-Met.
Yeah.
I overlooked Cuckoo.
Oh she my goodness.
It was K-Met, Babalwa M, just walks into Tukutela. Who else was there? Oh my God.
Yeah. Listen, I would have screamed over Babalwa.
It was so nice. Babalwa is so gorgeous.
Damtanda.
Imagine how crazy it is for a global artist now coming to Mbona. Oh my God.
Wow. And a bem, Klega.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Oh my goodness.
But okay, we're gonna play a quick Nyana game, yeah?
Yep.
A fun-paced game, educational game like that. It's a pink punk. It's myth versus fact. And we know what it is, breast cancer awareness month.
October
is a breast cancer awareness month. And
I don't know why I'm not wearing pink actually.
We're supposed to wear pink then.
I was supposed to wear pink, definitely.
I mean, I love pink. I usually wear pink on Fridays. Cause I always say
very
pink
valid. Friday. I know.
We can still wear it on Friday.
Definitely.
Maybe at the awards ceremony.
Definitely. Jango nige idea go.
But I had to do rock black for the match we're going to have later. So, just a quick Nyana thing I can say about the breast cancer. Is this symptoms, ne?
Yeah.
If you have changes in your breast size or shape, the noticeable changes, ke? If there's lumps or thickening off in the breast, there's the skin changes, which is the dimpling redness or scaling of the skin on the breast. There's the nipple changes, where there's an inversion, flattening, or discharge from the nipples. Or there's pain or the tenderness in your nipples.
Yeah.
The persistent nipple pain. Okay? Or a swollen lymph nodes. Or there's other symptoms like weight loss, fatigue, bone pain. And please go get checked.
Definitely.
For a breast cancer.
I think specifically this month, you have to check your body and be aware of what's going on. Feel your babies around.
Feel your babies, man.
Exactly.
And, so we're going to play a game, ne?
Asali.
Myth versus fact.
Direct. I'm just okay.
So I'm going to give like statements. When I was a chuba, myth or effect.
Effect, sure.
Chendi asks you, if you have any myth or facts you know about.
I do know about like the
I'm gonna say mine first.
All right,
and then you say when by myth or effect, and then I'm gonna correct you if you're wrong and give an explanation.
All right,
and then now you do the same thing, right?
Okay.
First statement.
I hope I get it right.
I hope you get it right.
Alrighty.
So, Batsi, using deodorant or antiperspirant can cause breast cancer.
I think that's a myth because abana itengisa
deodorant
if it wasn't supposed to be used by mzimba.
Correct. It's actually a myth. There's no science, scientific evidence proving that deodorants or antiperspirants cause breast cancer.
All right.
Major health organizations, including ABO, WHO, and cancer, have dismissed this thing.
All right. Oh my goodness. All right, I have the second one now. So the second statement says, only women with a family history of breast cancer are at risk. Is that a myth or a fact?
I think it has a bit of a truth in it.
Why do you think so?
because I feel like you know this thing, you would say if really cancer, if someone in your family has there's a history of cancer, you can get cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I say kaya ngikhomuntu onegotola cancer ngabe ugazotha
ne cancer. Valid.
Yeah.
Okay. Unfortunately for you, it is a myth.
Ooh, okay.
Listen. Okay. So most people diagnosed with breast cancer do not have a family history of the disease.
Oh.
While genetics can increase risk, lifestyle and environmental factors do play major roles in that.
Oh, man.
So it's not a generational thing. Same, does the kind.
But it should go to, you need to pay attention to your lifestyle.
Definitely.
And your environmental space.
Definitely. And stuff like that. Oh, definitely.
Nice. Okay. Now we're learning.
We are learning.
Okay. This one, men can't get breast cancer.
Here's my theory. I don't think so. I don't know any man around me or any man that I've seen on social media that has had breast cancer. So I think men can't get breast cancer. Sound been dim in my spectrum, but...
Well, it's a myth.
Really?
Men can also develop breast cancer.
Huh?
Though it is much rare, like you said, Uta, you don't know anyone that can pinpoint Uta, they have cancer, breast cancer at that. But awareness and early detection are just as important for men.
So they can have...
They can get breast cancer. They have breasts, just that they are built different. It's not really breasts, but like they have these things more.
Shucks, pecs.
Pecs. No, not the pecs.
Oh my goodness.
That's like... Not bang, pegs.
Valid.
So
they also have to feel around.
I think we need to have a doctor. I think the next episode we're gonna speak to our tato, our producer, to help us have a conversation with a professional that can actually share these details with us, because I'm also interested in knowing.
I'm also interested.
How is it going with men?
I also think that more men with breast cancer need to come forward because it's crazy that I never knew that they could have it.
I'm also thinking probably you might know how to breast cancer as a man. You're like, wow.
Crazy. And you know, be chonge, you're a pansy guy, society.
You don't tell us so much, you don't have breast cancer.
Yo, I bo.
Wow, bo.
Society is crazy.
So I think we need more people, more men who have breast cancer or who are breast cancer survival.
Yes, to make us aware.
Forward.
Yes. Alrighty, I have last statement.
Okay.
Alrighty, E.T. Finding a lump in your breast automatically means you have cancer. Is that a myth or a fact?
No, I think that's a fact. Because galugu mo si uto if we tola a lump, ne breast cancer mos. Although we need to go check it up, but like na yemos.
So if you feel around and you feel a lump, automatically when you uti breast cancer.
Yo, but maybe if I'm hung yellow lump,
okay,
it's really like something really painful.
Yeah,
because yellow, we have a clean up, and it's just the
bell. So, what do you mean? Talk on your effects. Joby, it's a myth.
Okay.
Not all breast lumps are cancerous, many are benign or non cancerous. But if you feel a lump, you should always check it out with the doctor.
Oh, man.
Definitely.
Okay.
When I was younger, I cried and I was like, Lord Jesus, I pray I don't have cancer.
No.
Oh, my goodness. But not every lump is a bad lump.
You just need to go to a doctor to confirm.
Definitely.
For you.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that knowledge is power and awareness saves lives.
Definitely.
Which is why basically me for you, but now if you are a man who are experiencing or in the process cancer, you need to come forward so you can get people aware about this thing.
Exactly.
Get breast cancer.
Mm.
So everyone, regardless of gender, should perform regular self checks.
Yep.
get yourself checked up, babes.
Oh, definitely. Get yourself
checked up. Ungayi esibhedlela kwenye ikliniki wena sekushuba. Because ezinye izinto ziza kancinci.
Exactly.
And then uzibone wena effects zayo. Say it's spread maybe the whole body.
Yeah.
So kancinci, go to a clinic or a doctor.
Definitely.
To go check yourself out.
Mm-hmm.
Use the pads of your fingers to feel for any unusual changes in your breasts and underarm area.
Definitely. Check feel your body around.
Feel you.
Definitely.
Feel yourself as bamba bamba.
Exactly.
Ngafuna bamba bamba.
Zibamba bamba wena.
So that if anything or something feels different, you don't panic and get checked by a healthy provider.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, but for any guidance or support, you can visit Cancer, Cancer Association of South Africa, for reliable information on breast health and self-examination.
Definitely.
Hey,
Lula Land. Hello, I'm Dasakai. Which brings us into the Diba Convo for the day. Alrighty. Siyabuza ke namhlanje. Would you want your partner to tell you if they found a lump or keep it private until they know for sure? Now, this is still related to the Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Mm.
If ungafumana lump chumi on your breast, would you tell your partner immediately or would you wait for an official doctor check to say, "Ba, no, you're still healthy. That was just, you know, a non-cancerous lump." Okanye, oh, you have cancer.
Yeah.
Tell your family.
I think I'd tell my partner.
Immediately.
With my current partner,
mm-hmm.
he's very supportive.
Yeah.
He's very loving.
Mm-hmm.
He's just there. And I think he also would not feel good if he'd found out later that I didn't.
I get
him,
you.
I think he always wants to support, always pushes me for good.
Yeah.
And now, if I'm experiencing this thing, I think I'd need someone who'd support me. And I know myself, Wuti, honestly, when it comes to people who are close to me in terms of my family, I don't really open up that much.
I get you.
I don't open much in my family. If you are around, shame, I don't talk about it. So having my partner who's going to be here for me until I'm ready to share the news to my family,
mm-hmm.
my best friend, because that's also, could say that's a partner in crime, my best friend. Relationship or romantic relationship, and also just my friendship. I'll tell just my best friend and my partner until we go check it up, and then tell my mom.
And
we just find out from the doctor what's the way forward. But I think I'll tell my partner.
All right,
I'll tell my man.
That's so cute. Okay. Oh, shucks,
like, no,
crazy. I have a different answer though.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would not like to stress him out because I'm also probably stressing out in that moment.
Yeah, of course.
Send a foolish lump on my breast. Hello.
Life-changing.
I'm stressing out. Mm. I'm thinking I have cancer, you know? Mm. I think I love being open and I'm always like, communication. Mm. But baby, I can't tell you immediately.
Yeah.
I have to be sure. I ankwazi ukuthusa nge life or death situation. I would definitely have to check with the doctor, and then it doctor iti, oh no, cancer. Did you okay, babe? I had a health scare, felt a lump. Okay, didn't want to tell you until I was sure. Now I'm sure I don't have cancer, or I have cancer.
Yeah, I get that. I get, but I feel like I'm not. I feel like I'm something wrong.
Shucks.
Because in anything, in a young stress, my mood changes totally. If there's something stressing me out, could be work or personal.
Yeah.
If I look a little longer, you will feel it though. But
definitely.
And as my partner, I am not overshare him. I'm
going
to tell you everything. I'm going to tell you how everything's going.
I get you.
But I want to know, how much openness is held in a relationship, especially when it comes to now sensitive healthy issues. I'm thinking now, let's just be open enough to say, let's say you are now experiencing, let's say, discharge. Discharge doesn't have to be bad.
I get you.
Experience it. Like, you get such things.
Mm.
How open are we with our partners?
For me, on my side, personally, it depends on the severity of the situation.
Yeah.
So, umzekelo, le situation yakho ye discharge, or the lump thing, mm-hmm. you know, feeling on my breast and then, oh, there's a lump. I feel like if you can, in a situation, say, I should go to the doctor tomorrow and check it out, mm-hmm. then the partner can also wait a day. Okay. If mhlambi asthma or kanye heart attack that you're having now, yeah. I'm going to be open to you now, yeah, because yenze kangoko and I need urgent help now.
Okay.
How would you take it on?
Okay, well, yo, I'm open. Tell you, okay, this is what I'm going through right now.
Yeah.
And this is the help I'm
maybe needing right now.
This is the help I need right now.
Yeah.
Or at this point, maybe go seek help from the doctor.
Yeah.
Okay, babe, this is what happened. Probably say this is what happened.
Mm.
And this is what the doctor, this is the length I took to get help.
Mm.
And this is what I'm going through right now. Because some things, I think, do build a sort of trust.
Definitely.
In the relationship. And also, I think you also need to learn your person.
Mm.
When I look past my past relationship, there is someone I think I wouldn't tell.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be as open. Yeah, boy.
Mm.
And then when you read the room or read the kind of partner you have.
Yes.
Now see, we are open now.
Mm.
It doesn't matter if we're open now or later on. Because even if I'm later on, if unjalo who's our actor.
Exactly.
So you just need to learn your partner is a safe space for you to be open and be vulnerable and be honest, because Zingaband, when these things happen.
Valid.
Or do you like, hey, I enjoy fanayole, man.
Hey.
But also, knowing that unjalo could be a bit toxic.
It could be tricky.
When I'm not sharing your stuff with your man, because
I also think there's flaw in my situation, like the way that I would handle the situation. Because if mhlambi I find a lump, okanye my city, X finds a lump, because I don't want to use umzekelo, X finds a lump and they have a partner, they don't tell their partner. They go to the hospital, they check their stuff out, and it turns out they actually do have cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Would you then share it with your partner, or would you take it to the grave?
I would share it. I think they should just know that you're going, because in like there's effects even physically that you experience when you have cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You lose hair, you lose weight.
Yeah,
you go start, you know, there's this medication that you now
on. Radiation.
Your body could react in some way. Yeah, could reject them. The
definitely.
Process.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you go through it so much, and cancer. One thing cancer does, it loses weight.
Hey, does it lose
weight with cancer? Yes. Imagine to akuzo be like, and then what's gonna happen? Why?
And
how was
you explain them? Because we tetang.
And then I think uzom ding anayo to support you and show definitely. You love. I'll cut a lele. Agbonis and I, because I think you are depriving the person the chance to show you how much they love you and how much
definitely.
They'll go for you. And just put the issue on the table, because whether he stays or leaves, it doesn't matter.
As long as you were truthful.
Then you go
and
some situations I always say they are there to show you, but some people are they genuine enough for you.
Definitely.
And then now if you have cancer and the person decides to like, I'm the sheer joy, I can't take this.
That's a character flaw for him. Yay. Shucks.
That's okay.
That's on him.
That's on him.
Definitely. Oh, my goodness.
But it's very important for emotional support.
Mm-hmm.
Was one thing I could say, I think partners or romantic relationships, they play a huge role in your mental, emotional state.
Oh, definitely.
In your emotional, mental state, your partner plays a huge role. I say part of rugby.
Yeah, bonakala, I'm just a kind.
And wondering over yo, look, go, look, go. So having them supporting you then when you're also going through something would be nice. So it's then up to you whether you feel better to tell as early process or tell later in the stage. And it's okay however you do.
It is okay.
And as long as this is your journey.
Yeah.
No one's supposed to define it for you. It's your life. And do it however you want to.
Exactly.
But this is bad. This is sad. Like,
it is really sad.
Cancer and Jade is just sad.
Mm.
It's just so sad. But the weekend is coming close.
Yeah.
And hey, Mibs, son, it's a very hectic week for me.
Okay.
Besides the submissions, there's work, bookings,
Shucks.
But I'm excited to actually attend one of the events.
All righty.
Well, there's Matthew Mole at the Music Kitchen.
Ooh.
At Labe
Bay. Yeah.
It's on Saturday, 11 October. It's an evening show.
All righty.
So I'm taking it at 150.
Not bad at all.
At the Music Kitchen.
Ooh. Oh, pole.
Matthew Mole.
All right.
I'm not going, Mina, if I'm being honest.
Why?
Because I have other plans.
Shucks.
But I'm excited about the other one.
Okay, tell me about the other one.
I told you earlier.
Oh,
I just want to see him live. Oh, my goodness. If someone would buy me a ticket.
Listen, Uzabase, the One Room Music and Comedy Club. Okay, it's happening on Friday, the 17th of October. And it's going to be 6 p.m. Do you want to go to the club?
Bongeziwe.
Guys,
the guy he thinks he is.
Priorities now. Shucks. Nen, thing I'm over. Hey, Pemandi.
Yeah, if you decide, okay, I'll say.
Shucks. Kupina, we are going to go to the Zite Ozayo.
Yeah,
very soon.
Listen. Yo, and Isho Kabongezwe is actually sold out.
Already? Shucks.
Already sold out.
So nobody wants to go.
But you can. I think some people do sell their tickets.
Okay.
And then probably if you go there.
But I have trust issues. I'd probably go there, show up.
Check. And just go there. Also, you can just go there. And then most of them, yeah, go to a ticket. If you don't take a ticket, you
don't
say no to money. Like,
per.
You don't say no to money. Like, money's here. Like, yeah.
All righty.
Yeah, but there's also the MXO and
Nonati.
All
right.
Presented by the different folks. Friday, exiting or 10. So, when. We are at the One Room, a Western Road, nebo. Send Moten for MXO and Nat Live.
All right.
Central, which would be hectic.
Changungaya goes as an intro.
And Nat, we're having our awards ceremony.
Oh, definitely. I forgot about that.
Which is like exciting.
Very.
Because for me, I believe this is my last and final show.
Shucks. Oh, my goodness, Ongi.
This is my last and final show. If I do come next week, it is. Next week is my last show because I'm still sorting out a few things.
I get you.
And then Friday, I'm going to then decide whether I'm coming next week to really close it off.
Yeah.
Or I should just end this. So in case I don't come back.
Shucks, Ongi.
Chilo.
Oh.
But this is my last show. And then it's goodbye, Matilda.
Zankali, oh my goodness.
It's been a beautiful 2 years.
It has been
a beautiful 2 years. Learned, challenged myself. And Silapas Niko perfect.
Hey, I'm just the guy.
But you learn from just the people you're around with.
Definitely.
To learning, you know, developing yourself behind the mic. To getting a platform to just be yourself.
Yeah.
Getting recognition, not just here at Matiba's Radio,
but
through Matiba's Radio when you're outside. But okay. And it has been amazing.
Aww.
I made friends.
Yes.
I took out the whole family from here.
Yeah.
And I'm just excited to see what the world has for me.
Definitely. I see a cooler.
But yeah, let's wrap it up.
Hi, boy.
Commanding Ongeziwe, we're gonna kumba. I am Onge Joy.
Yes.
The Joy, the Lady of Talk. Catch me on the socials on Facebook. I am Onge Joy. Instagram, I am Onge Joy _. TikTok, Onge _Joy. And also X, I'm Onge Joy. Everywhere you go,
hi,
I'm just Onge Joy.
Lovely. And I am Mivuyo Ngwengwe. You guys call me Mivs. On Instagram, Mivuyo Ngwengwe. And on TikTok, Mivuyo N. It's been a lovely show.
It has been so awesome.
It's been a lovely run. Listen. Polele show nand. Sawuphinda man. Ibe enye driver khona.
Yeyibo. Goodbye.
Bye.
Lovely week.
The best youth station in the Bay. Mativa's Radio.